Do you know how to feed yourself? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and that's a pretty silly question, isn't it? Of course you know how to feed yourself. But what I mean is, do you know how to feed yourself spiritually so that you are a growing, healthy Christian? Paul wrote to the Galatians that he was in the pains of childbirth for them until Christ is formed in you. The wonderful truth is that as children of God, we have the privilege to have Christ formed in us to become more and more like Jesus. So if you want Christ to be formed in you and you want to grow up to full maturity in Christ, you've got to feed yourself every day. I'm sure you realize that the basic food every Christian needs is the Bible, God's inspired word. It's the staple of the Christian life. And unless you're feeding yourself on the Bible every day, you really won't see a lot of growth. For many Christians, the problem is they don't know how to do that. They wonder if they should start at Genesis and go through Revelation, or just read a psalm each day, or maybe just read a devotional with a Bible verse attached to it. How do you feed yourself the Word of God? Well, first you need a structured plan for reading the Bible, and you need to read the entire Bible. I love the Psalms. I read one every day. But you and I need more than just a psalm a day or a chapter in Proverbs a day. You need to read the New Testament as well as the Old Testament with some kind of a plan that eventually takes you through all of Scripture. I suggest you start with a chapter from one of the Gospels and a chapter from Genesis, a psalm, and a chapter from Proverbs each day. Just keep a card in your Bible to remind you where you stopped. And by reading 4 chapters a day, you'll be feeding yourself very good food. It's important to pray before you read and ask God's Spirit to speak to you through His Word. And then just stay focused and really listen as you read. When you find your mind wandering, make yourself go back and start again until you're really focusing on what you're reading. I have to do that a lot. So that's suggestion number 1. Tune in tomorrow and I'll give you suggestion number 2. But all of these are included in a Bible study I wrote called A Guide on Getting to Know God. And that is available to you through our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I also want to remind you of the book that we're featuring for the month of July. It's Max Lucado's book, Outlive Your Life. If you've ever read Max, you know what a wonderful writer he is. And we're offering this book to you this month for a donation of any amount. You'll find that information on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.